This is John Batchelor from a longer conversation with my colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution. Peter addressed the eventuality that Hezbollah unleashes its 150,000 rockets, some of them guided very carefully, upon Israel, and the damage that will do and how the IDF will respond, must respond. Peter is explicit. The IDF will destroy the ability of Hezbollah's leadership to ever again constitute such a barrage on Israel in the event that Hezbollah shoots. Right now, the North is provocation, but not the barrage that is possible. Here's Peter.
I hope that it is enough to intimidate Tehran. Look, the as you mentioned, Iran, through its proxy, in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah, has enough firepower to inflict significant, even terrifying damage initially on Israel's major cities, maybe even close Ben-Gurion Airport, hit Air Force bases, both because of the sheer quantity of the Cruder rockets and the effectiveness and the power of a much smaller number, let's say several thousands of missiles, you know, with exploding warheads and guidance devices. But there's no question in my mind that if Israel is subject to such a barrage, it will pull off the gloves and do what's necessary to destroy Hezbollah firepower. Now, it will do so, I believe, with the help of the what will be two carrier strike groups in the Eastern Med. I believe their principal purpose is to deter Iran for attacking. I believe the Israelis will, within the laws of war, destroy Hezbollah leadership and destroy Hezbollah's capacity to fire rockets and missiles. But what does that mean? Just like Hamas, Hezbollah has no military operations separate from cities.
Right.
And within the cities, mosques, schools, hospitals, apartment buildings, to destroy Hezbollah's capacity to fire rockets and missiles, Israel must hit civilian targets, but they're not really civilian targets. Hezbollah, committing war crimes, has converted civilian areas into military areas. That means the civilian death toll will be high. But once again, in legitimately defending itself and bringing to an end the threat from Hezbollah, whatever civilians Israel commits in pursuing those legitimate military aims are the moral and legal responsibility of Hezbollah.
Thank you.